The Farmer's Almanac out for the 191st year. Welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. For nearly two centuries now, the Farmer's Almanac has been published about this time every year, and their new edition is out, something that many folks depend upon for a number of references, the most of which is the weather forecasting.
We had called for a hot and drought conditions for the summer, pretty much for the south and southeast, and so I know it's been dry. I know it's been a tough summer that way. In fact, the heat and the drought really came all the way up to Maine, and it stopped at our border, and we had a cool summer, but I think everybody else has really suffered miserably.
Peter Geiger is the editor of the Farmer's Almanac, and from their headquarters in Maine, the publication has had quite a success rate in predicting the weather. And so now, what about the upcoming winter?
Well, we think this coming winter is going to be, particularly everything east of the Mississippi, is going to be very, very cold. There's going to be at least four frosts down to the Gulf Coast. And there is going to be some snowstorms, although I don't know what it will total but between the 20th and 23rd of January, we talk about heavy snows throughout Tennessee, for example. And there are other dates in which there'll be some nasty weather. I think it'll be nasty at Thanksgiving. I think it'll be very cold just before Christmas. And I think that overall the winter is going to be a cold one. And I think there'll be a fair amount of precipitation, but it won't be a record setter.
And after just completing a record hot August, colder temperatures may be good news for many of us. And then the Farmer's Almanac looks to next spring and summer, as many of our farmers do, hoping there's not another late freeze and much more rainfall than this past spring.
In the month of March, you'll see some scattered showers, heavy rain. Looking at the forecast showers, I think you're going to get a fair amount of rain in the spring months. And then for the summer, we're talking about being warm, but then it's always warm. But then we're saying an average amount of precipitation. So I don't think it's going to be wet, but I also don't think it's going to be a drought either.
Let's hope not. The Farmer's Almanac, now available in stores everywhere. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.